Scorpions Avenue. Real talk hot tea. Nothing out of line with Tammy and Reggie. Real talk hot tea. Bringing you the heat to the off degree. It's the Bonnie Chronicles. The Bonnie Chronicles. The Bonnie Chronicles. The Bonnie Chronicles podcast.
Oh my goodness gracious, Reg. We are.
Bike.
Yes, we are. You guys know where you're at, right? It's the Bonnet Chronicles
podcast.
And we're in this building yet again to try to.
Try to do what about you? Greasing your lips? She yeah. Just cut the intro and start greasing her fucking lips. But we here to talk to y'all again. It's a new day. And babe came to me with the idea of talking about booty hole pleasures. Butt fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Anal sex. So, we here to chop it up.
I didn't say I had an idea, Reggie. I was just saying, babe, you remember that time. And then that sparked the fact that, you know.
Well, it's still an idea. You want to talk about butthole pleasures.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you're just tuning in, this is the Bonnet Chronicles podcast. And, you know, Reggie and I have different views on stuff, right? And so, just explaining this to you guys, because he just starts it off talking about booty hole pleasures, and everybody's like, well, what the fuck is about to happen here? So, I, over the course of my life, have tried to have anal sex. Because the person wanted
to do it,
right? Okay. And so when you're with somebody, you try to just, you know.
Try to do what?
Well, you know, embark on things together.
Okay.
Make them happy or whatever. You know, whatever your thought process is at the time. So anyway, with those other experiences, it just didn't work. You know, my fucking leg cramped up on me. Couldn't get the tip in. I mean, just as soon as you go to try to enter that exit only environment, it's like the door is closed. You know what I'm saying? And so it just did not work. So when I got with Reggie, like, have you ever loved somebody so much that it's like you just want to do everything with them, right? And you want to fulfill their fantasies and desires and make them happy in every way possible, right? So Reggie, let me be clear, did not ask me
I didn't
about anal sex. But I was just like, well, I've never been able to really do it. Maybe, because he's just another little sidebar. Reggie's so gentle and so loving, right? That I felt like with me. Because let me tell you something, child. When I first got with Reggie, the shit that was in his phone, okay, he wasn't gentle with all the bitches, but he gave me his best gentle.
You know, different times call for different strokes. That's just what it is. Different times call for different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? And everybody don't deserve the compassionate, slow, deep stroke. You know,
Some
people gonna get heavy hip.
Y'all, those goddamn videos, I just could not even fucking believe that what I was watching. Like, he's holding the camera, he's holding the phone up, and the light is on, like, the flashlight for the phone so that he could get to...
Yeah, whole production.
It was a whole fucking production.
The whole
and
setup.
And then he's smacking the ass in this shit, and these bitches are like, you know, this dick. It was like a real live, like, I felt like I was watching Pornhub.
Shit, it is. The YB Hub. Fuck you mean.
So, but he was so gentle with me, so I was like, well, maybe I'll try it again with him. So, Let me tell y'all how I've never known. I don't know if this is how it goes, right? But I had to beg this man to fuck me in my ass. It was not like, hey, babe, let's do some anal tonight. And the person is like, all right. It wasn't like that. I had to beg him to try this with me because he was so against it, not into it. So anyway, getting on with the get on, we set a night that we were going to try this. Right, babe? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. And I'm laying there, booty ready to go.
Wow.
And he tries, right? So the first attempt is what always happens. Asshole shuts down, closed out of business. It just don't want to fucking let nothing in there, okay? And I was like, no. He was like, yeah, it's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I've done this in my stand-up, you know, Reggie's dick is the size of a foot long.
Come on.
I'm just saying, it's a foot long sandwich. It's 12 inches. Babe. And then when it's hard, you know, it has a lot of girth to it. It's not a skinny dick. You know, some, like, Kevin Gates had a video out a while back, and it was like he's a slim dick nigga.
Now you finna sit and talk about this man meat.
The video was out there for everybody to see. So Reggie's dick is not like that. So anyway, it didn't work, okay? So I said, okay, so he's like, you gotta relax. Like, he's trying to talk me. He's trying to talk me through the process of relaxing and just, you know, when he goes to put it in, you know, don't tense up and all this other shit. So we finagle getting the head in. But he could never get a full stroke. Because
it ain't meant for that.
Yeah, I wasn't cooperating, I guess. So dead smack in the middle of us trying to continue, he says this.
I stopped, man, and I said, you know, this is not for us. Basically, this is for little smut bitches that you done met out that you just wanna spray on, which means do whatever. You know what I'm saying? I never been a big fan of anal sex. It's just never been a thing of mine because I feel like, why I'm a tussle with this dookie shooter when I got a nice, wet, soft pussy to play with? You know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense to me. And then I'm kind of, people don't notice about me, but when it comes to certain shit, like, I don't like touching certain shit. Like,
listen, this man,
I get like certain shit. Just God. That's just me, okay?
He don't like to. I'm just gonna tell the truth for shame the devil. Reggie has the prettiest fingers, right? Considering that he played football most of his life, he's got some really nice hands, and his fingers are really long. You know, long fingers. And every time I look at his hand, I'm like, ooh, I bet his finger bang game is on point.
Now, who want to sit around and finger bang their wife?
Because it's like foreplay, babe. It's
the pussy.
It's a little piece, but it's a little piece of foreplay because that when you got those long fingers, you can get up there and you really are activating
Activating what?
That G-spot. You getting it going on that G-spot when you got them long fingers. And he don't like touching shit. He don't like touching nothing. Like he don't want to do that. He's just against it all. So our foreplay game is eating the pussy, sucking the dick, but he not gonna stick his finger in my pussy. He not gonna stick his finger in my butthole. Yeah. He not gonna do none of that shit.
Yeah, it's just like, babe, this is the thing too, like
get your thoughts together.
This the thing. It's just like certain, like, you my wife, like, I really love you. And it's just certain shit that, like, I done in my past. I don't want to feel like I'm doing that to you. Like, I done ran my fingers in bitches like crazy. Just jackhammer in they shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that imagery for us. And sticking fingers in ass. I mean, that's cool. But as I get old, I just be thinking about that ass and Dookie. then you got Rona. You got Rona out here now.
Rona wasn't out here when we got married. Everybody want to put every fucking thing on the Rona. Shit. Go back to the Rona. Motherfuckers. Rona is just responsible for every fuck up note that right now. Everything is shit. The Rona. That's a goddamn shame.
But no, I just feel like it wasn't for us, you know?
And I had to sit back and honestly, like, think about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to try it, but at the same time, this was my... At the time, we weren't married. But I was thinking, like, the guy that I'm going to spend the rest of my days with, hopefully, God willing, and he's saying, I love you too much to do this because... His experiences with that particular thing were always with, like, hoe bitches that he didn't give a shit about.
Right, right.
So I had to say, wow, okay, this man must, he put a different spin on it because I really thought that it was something that couples do when they love each other. And he reversed it and said, no, we don't have to do that. That's not something I'm even interested in or want to do. And when I did do it, it was, as he calls them, a smut bitch.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have that view of you in that way. So I thought that was so loving and caring.
I don't know, man. I feel like dudes that really love getting in that shooter, I feel like they might be teeter-tottering that line. What they really like, so they want they.
But I think, okay, so you're talking about insertion, right? A man sticking his dick in an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like that it could be some underlying.
Yes, it can. If a man, that's all he want to do all the time, because I done heard stories of some dudes with their women, all they want to do is fuck them in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't even want the pussy.
Well, maybe they don't want to look at them bitches. They tired of seeing they fucking
but
face.
You can bend over and get in the pussy. They just want ass. Straight butthole.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So if a man just want only butthole and you don't want no wet pussy, what's the real issue?
You're questioning that.
I'm questioning that. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think certain things I don't think a man is gay to indulge in or has underlying gay tendencies to indulge in. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, which, by the way, Reggie will not do. But there are some men who like a finger in their butt, or some men who like their booty hole licked. Some men who, you know, and the booty hole is an erogenous zone for men. That gooch, that booty hole, it is.
Okay,
so you don't have to be gay to indulge or enjoy that.
You don't have to be gay, but you might got some gay tendencies. Like, if you,
I don't see it that
man,
way.
Man, listen, man.
He's a man. Fuck out of here.
Hey, man, say bad. You want fingers in your ass, the next step is a dildo, and then the great step after that is a dick. It's just like gateway drugs they used to say. And down, you start off with weed, allegedly, then you go to the harder drugs. Mm-hmm. After a while, that finger, it ain't gonna be the same sensation. So now you want the dildo. So now your gal bring the dildo while she's strapping on, jackhamming you.
Now that I wouldn't want
to. Now she like, nah.
Now to me, that is like, if I was with a man and he told me to strap on something and fuck him in the ass, now that, you're gay.
Yeah.
You're a gay dude. And you
now, how is he gay? You just said.
That's different.
How is that different?
You tell your woman to strap on a dick and fuck you in the ass?
You tell your woman to take her finger and ram it in your damn anus? What's the difference?
I just feel like just the aspect of strapping, having somebody strap it on is just a different type of
maybe
thing.
That threw y'all. So just take the dildo and plunge it with a hand.
I don't know. I think if my person that I was involved with asked me to go that far, that would feel like, well, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? This nigga's really like...
What? Like, it's like people don't just smoke weed no more. You know, they want to pop pills. They want to snort coke. What happened to just weed? You know what I'm saying?
Where you going with this?
What I'm saying is, what happened to just some good pussy that's sloppy and soaking? You know, what just happened to that? Why we got to go to the dookie shooter? That's all I'm saying. We don't need the extras, because when the pussy good, it's... The sex is good.
But there's some people that say it's like that. Like, it's once you get into it, the...
I'm sure it is, babe.
That it's like, you know, like one of my makeup artists, that's the only way she likes to have sex, is anal sex. She loves it. That's all she'd prefer that over her pussy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah. That's what she wants all the time. And so I was like, well, I don't know. She was like, it feels the same once you get it going. According to her, the men say it feels wet like the ass. You know,
I'm sure because it's bodily fluids and the mucus that help push shit out. So it's going to be some viscosity in the pussy. I mean, my bad, the booty hole. So it's going to be some lubrication and whatnot, but it's not meant for that. It's not meant for that. Her asshole probably tore the fuck up. That motherfucker is, like, spitting out. You know, if you see some assholes, like, the inside is pushed out.
Ooh, that's like a hemorrhoid.
Exactly. That's when you know that ass done been ran up in.
Oh, God. Not
probably
always,
gaping.
Sometimes.
All the force be like... not can't even get no pop poop.
A person could have hemorrhoids and not have their ass busted down.
Well, you... Taking inches of dick constantly in your ass, that motherfucker gonna be toe up and out. Prolapse type shit.
Mm. The Bonnie Chronicles Podcast. The Bonnie Chronicles Podcast. So. If you're just joining us, it's the Bonnie Chronicles Podcast, and we've been having a conversation about the time that I begged Reggie to fuck me in the ass, okay? And he didn't want to do it.
Nope.
And so we went right on past that. We tried. We attempted it. It didn't work. And he said such a loving thing was that he did not want to view me in that way as he had done with other women because... The things he used to do with the other women. Man, oh man. Reggie, you was just a flat-out hoe.
A flat-out what?
A flat-out hoe.
I mean, it's just a young man sowing his royal oats, as
they
say.
How many bitches have you fucked in the ass?
In the ass?
Yeah, in the ass.
Man, no more than three. I never been a fan of that.
Okay.
Like, never.
Okay.
The first time I did it, I done it just to try, just to say I did it. Didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
The second time.
Were you able to get a full stroke in?
Nah, I wasn't.
She couldn't take all that dick, huh? That dick, I'm telling
babe, come on now.
You can't take
and
it.
And then
all.
the second.
Especially in your asshole, if your asshole ain't used to that. Because I be on Pornhub, and like some of those girls' assholes is big. Like they're already open.
That's how your makeup artist probably is.
It's a wonder they can even hold their shit. You know what I mean? That's how open it is. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
And then the second time, the chick was just basically begging. You know what I'm saying? So I did it. Whatever.
You got a full stroke in on her.
Yeah, she was used to it.
She had
the gaping ass.
Oh, so she was. So was it wet when you went inside because she was used to it?
Not like pussy to me. I was grossed out the whole time. I was just doing it.
You just knowing you probably were thinking it is shit on my dick.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Speaking of shit, the third time, the bitch asking for the booty love or whatever. I'm like, all right, bitch. Come on, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as she bend over, I already catch a whiff of scent.
Mm.
Straight, like, butt. You know that butt smell? Mm-hmm. But, you know, at that time, I'm real sick, so I just grin and bear and say, fucking, you got to get in this paint,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I got in there. It just kept getting worse and worse, like the smell.
Smell.
So I
did you have a condom on?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fucking right. And then, especially in that ass. And then as I pulled back, you know, it was a few little pebbles.
Oh,
a little remnants.
I know that grossed you out.
Babe.
Did you stay with her? Because you're very particular.
No, I didn't.
I see.
I left instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instant, I stopped.
And you never fucked with her again?
No.
I figured that, because that's
never,
how you are.
I never did. So, that person, if you listening, you know who you are. Leaving shit trails on a nigga dick.
That grossed you out.
Yeah, it make it spit well up in my mouth now, because I can smell it.
Oh, God, Reg.
I can smell it.
But, you know, see, that's the thing. I've heard from some of my gay friends,
mm-hmm.
that you're supposed to do an enema. Like, you're supposed to clean your booty hole
Man,
out.
Man, you gotta do all that the fuck. You don't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fucking sometime, it may be 4 in the morning, you just wanna roll over.
Right.
And get it.
Right.
I ain't got time to wait on you getting no enema, washing your ass and your colon out. You know, I ain't got time for that. That's too much. That mean you ain't supposed to be doing it. In my opinion.
Right. Well, I'm happy to know that you wore a condom. And,
hell fucking yeah, I ain't playing them games.
It's unfortunate that your last, because she was the third and last experience with anal sex, was a shitty mess.
Mm.
A shit streaky.
Literally.
Shit streaky mess. But... Yeah, but with me, we didn't even get that far because you just decided, I don't fucking want to do this.
Yeah, I don't want, because ain't no telling, you probably would have had shit remnants.
Why would I have had shit remnants?
I mean, you don't know what's in there.
But I'm just
and
saying,
how you be
you
snacking
say,
it?
You say you probably would have had
and
shit.
And how you
remnants.
Be snacking
like I got
shit?
Shitty draws.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just, you don't know what's in your ass.
And the way I be what?
The way you snack around this motherfucker, you keep a turd on deck.
That is not the truth.
Yeah, that is the truth. Your motherfucking rectum stay ready to push something out. Little pooty ass.
It's an exit only environment. And so, yeah, don't be telling these people how much I be snacking.
Yeah, snack queen. Let the motherfuckers know.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So we just been shooting the shit, pun intended, about anal sex. Oh my God. So that's something I will go to my grave never really experiencing, because my husband, who I plan on staying with till I cash out of this motherfucker, is not interested.
Nah, niggas gonna be in your DM shit. I'll tear that booty hole.
Oh, I just don't want no random. See, I'm just, I'm the type of person that I have to be into you to even fuck, to even have sex, to, even for the pussy. You know, it's like, I gotta be into you, because I just, that's what we talked about a while back. Like, I never had a whole phase, you know, because I'm just not that type of person.
Allegedly. In your mind.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Everybody had a little hoe phase,
I did,
but
not.
You know, I love you regardless.
Listen, Reg, let me tell you what I do.
Don't pour that water and say that like that.
Let me tell you what I do know, Reg. If the way the world is set up right now.
Mm-hmm. Take your sip.
Excuse me, y'all. I had to get a sip of water. Because you know you're supposed to keep your throat moist to keep this Rona back. And so I try to drink some water.
Don't waste the water on the
I'm not going to waste this water, child, because I ain't trying to buy none.
Shit.
The way the world is set up today, if I had a whole phase with me being with Reggie and now we've gotten married, niggas would have been come out the woodwork saying, You fucking, you wifing that hoe? You know it. Just like them bitches is in my DMs trying to tell me about you.
Man, not necessarily. Dudes are different. Dudes are different than females. A female gonna wanna try to say, oh, that nigga's a hoe, he done this and that. Most men gonna be like, well, you know, maybe he know. Hopefully he know. Type shit, you know?
Oh, God.
So
I just have never had a hoe phase, and you just lucked up. And you got a good one. It's okay.
I accept that.
It's okay.
I accept
it's
it.
Okay. And I caught you at the time where you was tired of spreading the dick around.
I was.
And so we just ended up together. That's something when you marry a hoe, right? We're going to have to talk about that. Because clearly, obviously, you can turn a hoe into a husband. You can turn a hoe into a husband.
That husband, that whole husband got to want to make that change, though. It ain't going to happen because of the woman. The man got to want to make that change, settle down, and focus on one woman.
Mm.
That's what got to happen. It depends on the woman, because the right one going to make you want to do that.
Right.
You know? But at the end of the day, it's up to the man.
Babe, you remember we used to be fighting, and I used to be breaking up with you every...
Man, this woman break up with me every 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. By some of the dumbest shit.
No, it wasn't. It was basically, look, you're going to be a certain type of person to be with me because I'm a certain type of person coming to you. That's all it was.
Okay.
What? We're going to talk about it at another time.
So your fans can see how petty and, yeah.
Okay. So
they can see.
You guys, you know what? Look, I'm stuttering about this shit. We're going to talk about our relationship, since he thinks I'm so petty, and I guarantee you, most of the women will agree with what the fuck.
Of course the women gonna agree. Watch my dogs, they come. Reggie, I feel you, bro. She was tripping.
That ain't how it's gonna be. That ain't how it's gonna be. Listen, it's the Bonnet Chronicles podcast. We've had a great time with you today. And this is what it's all about, right? I feel like we're one big happy family. So nobody knows that I begged Reggie to fuck me in the ass, except y'all. And now I've shared it with you and consider you guys my family, my Bonnet Chronicles family. Okay, but we're about to get out of here because we got to go do some videos for Patreon. So if you guys aren't following us on Patreon, you should do so. It's patreon.com/Bonnet Chronicles podcast. We got some tiers over there with some really cool merchandise that you guys can sign up to get. I'm on social media at Tammy Roman, T-A-M-I Roman. So you guys can follow me on Instagram or at official Bonnet Chronicles. I'm still talking to y'all over there as well. Where you at, Reg?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ReggieYB1 on both platforms.
Yes. So don't forget, like it, review it, share it. Tell everybody to come join the family. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what we're going to be talking about, but we do share some family secrets over here that are quite interesting. So we'll catch you next time. I don't know what we're going to be talking about next time, but I feel like I do at some point want to get into how he felt I was petty at the beginning of this fucking relationship. But right now we're out. It's the Bonnet Chronicles
podcast. The Bonnet Chronicles podcast. A podcast network.